Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. It's Brendan Burchard, and welcome to another episode of The Brendan Show.
People ask me, Brendan, how do you deal with stressful situations so you don't freak out or have a ton of anxiety and fear leading up to them? Because maybe you have a big public speaking engagement coming up, or maybe you have that test at school coming up, or maybe you're about to have that difficult conversation with somebody that you've wanted to say something to them, but you've been holding back, and you know it's gonna freak you out when you go to tell them the truth. Whenever we're in situations that we know are going to bring us stress, it really is on us to prepare our absolute best so that A, we deal with them well and we can actually enjoy the experience or go through the experience without freaking out, but B, we don't freak out the energy of everybody else, right? Because in all of the storms of life, it is our job to be the calm amid the storm. But that's hard, and that takes skills, and that takes training. So I got four big ideas for you in this Brendan Show episode. Number one, always anticipate and ask others how to deal with stressful situations. I know that's a no-duh one, but most people do not do that, right? You're about to go take your first SAT test ever. What do? Well, you study, you go and you take it. But that's gonna be a stressful situation. Why wouldn't you first anticipate, wow, that is gonna cause a lot of anxiety for me. The days before, the day of, I'm gonna be freaking out, waiting for my scores. Why would you not ask people who've already taken it? What did you do the day before the test to calm yourself down, to get yourself ready? The day of the test, what did you do when you went in there? Did you have a certain breathing pattern? How did you calm yourself down? What did you tell yourself so that you could deal with the situation? Right? Same thing. You're about to go have a difficult conversation with your spouse or your partner, the person you love. Why wouldn't you ask other people who you know, be like, hey, I'm about to have this difficult conversation. Have you ever had a conversation like that? Oh, what did you say? How did you bring it up? Like the idea that so many people in this world go into every day bumbling into it, I feel sad for them. They're living a highly reactive life and they're setting themselves up for incredible failure. Because if you don't anticipate the emotions that you're going to have in stressful situations, I promise the situation is going to win, not you. So always anticipate, okay, this is going to be hard. This conversation, this test, this day, this thing, it's going to be hard. Anticipate, it will be hard. Now, who has gone through it before? Who I can ask how they dealt with it? That's the first strategy. Second strategy, I need you to make a pre, during, and post stress management plan. Huge phrase, Brandon, I know. But what I think is, okay, if I'm gonna go have that difficult experience in my life, I'm gonna plan, really plan, the day before, the day of, and the day after. I'm really gonna think through it. So let's say you're gonna have that difficult conversation with somebody you love. Okay, the day before, I'm gonna say, okay, well, the night before, I'm gonna ask myself these questions. I'm gonna rehearse it a little bit. The morning of, I'm gonna breathe. I'm gonna close my eyes. I'm gonna visualize it going just fine. Everything's gonna be fine. If they say this, I'll say that. In other words, I'm gonna role play it in my mind over and over and over again during the day. And then afterwards, oh, how would I follow up with them to make them feel good? How would I follow up? Or what would be my next right steps after that, right? I have a friend right now who's just an unbelievable professional rock climber. Right? And this person was going to go climb one of the hardest climbs in the world. And I said, man, that would terrify me because I hate heights. How did you prepare for that? He says, oh, well, you know, my regular routine is like this. I said, yeah, but what do you do the day before? And he had like five or six things he did the day before to get himself mentally and emotionally and physically ready, including doing a lot of mobility training, a lot of breathing and calming activities, a lot of visualization, going over his notes about where each hold was. It was unbelievable. The day of that morning, he got up, he went through a very like basic routine. He'd been running for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks, but he added on other little elements too that he knew he was gonna do in advance, including like calling his spouse and saying, I love you, honey, you know, because he's about to climb up a mountain. And then the day after, because here's what we often don't think. Stress has a longer shelf life than we think. What I mean by that is, let's say you go do something and it's really stressful, that energy carries with you the next day. So what can you do the next day to calm yourself down? For example, many of you guys have been to my seminars before out in the world, right? Maybe you come to High Performance Academy or HPX or Influencer or one of our big programs. And I know that delivering that training, it takes 4 days of my life. I'm on stage for anywhere between, you know, 7 to 14 hours a day, depending on the event, and standing up that whole time. Delivering that seminar is one of the hardest things I do in the world. Well, guess what? I gotta plan my stress management after it. Because after it, my adrenals are all blown out, I'm exhausted, and I'm thinking, okay, I gotta recover from this. So I plan my recovery well in advance of that situation. So what can you do before, during, and after to put yourself in a good place so that you can really deal with the stress? Number three, I do need you to visualize and role model over and over and over again. Now, I know I referenced this a little bit when I talked about what to do during the stressful situation or the day of. I think it's incredibly important that if you know you have something stressful coming up, that you visualize it over and over and over again, that you play it in your mind over and over and over again. But here's the difference, okay? Fear-mongering or worrying is thinking about it and seeing it go bad every single time. Visualizing is seeing you show up confident, capable, doing a good job. Confident, capable, doing a good job. I want you to every single time, visualization should be a positive thinking exercise where you're seeing the situation and you're seeing yourself handle it well, but you're also noticing the things that are difficult. What if they say this or what if they say that? And you're kind of like scenario planning. If she says this, then I'll say that. If he does this, then I'll do that. But keep the momentum going and visualize the thing all the way through. Right? My friend, the rock climber, he doesn't just visualize, you know, the start of the climb. He visualizes the entire climb until he's standing on top of the rock and their success. So I want you to visualize the entire scenario. What most people do is they visualize a little bit of the scenario. They feel anxiousness and worry. So they stop visualizing or they catastrophize. They start seeing it going bad, 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 bad. And they never walk the entire thing through. Right? I want you to walk the entire thing through, see the entire thing and force yourself to see it going well. Force yourself to see it going well. Force yourself to see it going well. Then I want you to pair it with role modeling. I want you to call up a friend, call up somebody else, you know, say, hey, I'm about to have this conversation. I'm about to go do this thing. Can I ask you some questions and try this out? Sound it out, act it out, explore it with other people. There's very few things I do in my life that I haven't already talked with somebody through, right? Before my meetings, before my conversations, before a lot of my online courses, I'll sit down and I'll literally try out the words on people. What do you think of this? What do you think of that? And I'll get feedback from them. And that makes me think more deeply about it. And when I think more deeply about it, suddenly the stress isn't so like front of house because in my mind, I'm already prepared. Like preparation can get rid of a lot of stress. But role modeling puts you in that actual environment where you're doing the thing. Then when you show up, you're like, wow, my mind has seen this 1,000 times. I've already talked it and acted out. Let's go. And now it's not so stressful. Fourth big idea, enroll your friends. If you got something coming up, like your SATs, your ACTs, a test, create study groups. Don't go it alone. Create a study group of some friends where you guys create a regular schedule where you're studying and you're getting ready together, right? That camaraderie of things. Same thing, if you're gonna go run a marathon, it's gonna be this big scary thing. It's your first marathon ever. If you've been running with a group of people, they know by science that no doubt you will perform better and less anxiously because you've prepared with other people. Almost everything you do in your life, you should think, how do I enroll friends or find peers to do this with them so I stay on the journey? When you have friends or others involved, we know from social sciences that you're more likely to stay committed, stay consistent, and succeed. But guess what? We're in a society of selfies where we only think of ourselves and we only, like, because we're scared to ask for help or be vulnerable and say, I don't know, we do everything ourselves. And everything I ever do, I literally sit down, here's my goal list. Anytime I write down goals, I don't just write down, when's it gonna happen? What's my next step? You know, what's the deadline? Instead, I also write next to it and I say, who can I enroll with me on this goal? Get people enrolled with you in your goals. Get people enrolled with you so you can role play with them, ask, participate, go through it with them. It's not so scary. I know you know this if you've ever been to like the county fair. I'm from Montana, so we always have the county fair and there would be these big, huge, scary rides when I was a kid. I never went on a ride by myself as a kid. Never once. I'd go grab my buddy. I'd like, hey, you're coming on with me. And he'd go, what are you kidding? I'm not going to. He didn't want to go. I didn't want to go. But when we said, let's go together, we got on that zipper. We got flipped around and kicked around and we loved it. And we only did it because we did it together. You will face greater stresses and greater fears when you go at it together. I hope this serves you, my friend. I want to thank you again for being part of our HPX community. I love having you guys here. HPX stands for the High Performance Experience. It just means, you know what? There's another level of life experience available to you when you prepare, when you think things through, when you challenge yourself to be your absolute best, when you show up each and every day and you say, I'm gonna be vibrant today, I'm gonna be connected with other people, I'm gonna make a difference, and I know that's why you're here, so thank you for being here. Make sure you subscribe, share this with somebody going through a stressful situation today. I'll see you next time.
If you're ready to take your life to a whole new level, make sure you grab my book, High Performance Habits, How Extraordinary People Become That Way. It's available on Amazon right now. And when you order your copy, you're really supporting my channel and the message. And you're also getting a book that will reveal to you 20 years of my research into what is it that helps people go to a new level of success in their life. What does it really take? What habits are proven to help you reach long-term success in your career, your health, your personal life, your relationships? It's called High Performance Habits, How Extraordinary People Become That Way. It's available on Amazon right now.
Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com. Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the US, you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan. Or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me. 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me, or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there, my team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125. Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple of years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, they've been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post, I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio, so can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so.